Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever been somewhere and immediately you thought to yourself, I do not belong here?
Oh, yeah. Most of the places I go.
That uncomfortable feeling of like, ooh.
Yeah.
I had one recently. So I just went on a work trip. I went up to Portland and they upgraded me to first class.
Fancy.
I know. Okay, first of all, I don't fly a lot. And second of all, I've never flown first class.
First timer. Okay?
First timer. So when I told my boss, I said, oh, I'm upgraded. He goes, girl, relax, have a glass of champagne. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, it's included. And I was like, okay. So I get all set. Okay. I'm in 3A. I'm all by myself. They come over and they're like, hi, Kelly. Can I get you something to drink? You know what I do?
What'd you do?
I panic. I go, I'll take water. What? Like in my head, I'm thinking I'm like a new Kardashian and I'm going to be sipping champagne on my way up to Portland. And no, I panicked. I'll have a water.
Good old H2O.
Yeah. And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, get it together, Kelly. Like act like you belong here, right? So I'm like, okay, when she comes back, I'm going to ask her if I can have some champagne. And then I'm like, wait, where do I put the champagne? There are no trays. Do I have to hold it? Is that how first class does it? I don't know. So now I'm like telling you, I'm sweating because I'm like, I'm so not supposed to be here. And I'm like waiting for somebody else to like pull out their tray. Turns out, in case you ever sit in first class, your tray is in the armrest. Like the armrest opens up and then the tray pulls out.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't know that. So then she walks by and I go, excuse me. And she goes, yes, Kelly, can I get you something? I said, can I have a glass of champagne? And she goes, oh, I will be right back with that. I didn't know you could have two. I stopped at one.
Wow.
I would have been Dierks Bentley drunk on a plane had I known, and then I really would not have belonged in first class.
I wish you would have just kept ordering drinks, but you're just like holding all of them because you don't know where a tray is.
All right, let's have some fun. Have you ever been somewhere like first class and you had that feeling of, I just do not belong here?
Chime in, 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I panicked. I panicked so bad because I knew inside I did not belong in first class.
First class Kelly.
Yeah, that's not a thing. Recently, I took a work trip and they upgraded me to first class. When the woman came around to ask what I would want to drink, my boss had told me, relax, it's a work trip. Have a glass of champagne. She goes, Kelly, can I get you something to drink? And I said, I'll take a water. Yes. I was like, great. They know you weren't supposed to be here. Put me back in coach. You know what? I'll just go sit in the bathroom for the rest of the flight.
Let me know when we touch down.
Right? Have you had one of those moments where you're like, I should not be here?
I have. And this one will be engraved in my brain forever. My wife used to work in law enforcement and they had a family. It sounds weird. Like a family jail night. Family tour.
Ooh.
Jail tour. Lock me up. The people that worked there got to bring in the families and we got to tour the facility where they worked. So I get there. I'm super excited. I find that stuff super interesting. Excuse me. So I show up and my wife goes, okay, we're going to walk down this hallway. Okay. These are like the holding tank, the holding cells, people that just got arrested. Mm-hmm. They throw them in here and then we figure out what we're going to do with them a little bit later on. When we walk down this hall, all the walls are glass. Don't stare in.
And you went and stared, didn't
you? I
said,
okay, no problem. I won't. I'll keep eyes to the ground. Keep going. Kelly, I get two steps down this hallway. Yeah. You would have thought I was in like a zoo because I saw.
You tap it on the glass?
Oh my. Like, hello, wake up.
I want to take a picture. Can you look over here?
These dudes had like tattoos where tattoos are not supposed to be, like on your eyeballs and stuff. It was. And then all of a sudden, I see the group is like 20 feet ahead of me and I am stopped in my tracks because I am just looking at all the characters in this cell. And my wife has come grab me. She's like, what did I just tell you? I don't know, but I got to go home. I do not belong here. Please.
You would not survive jail.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Although you'd look great with some face tattoos.
Jelly Roll gave me some that you're a stagecoach. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, you know what? If these were permanent, this is not a bad look.
Here are some people weighing in on the times that they were in the same situation. Like, we just do not belong here. 909 says, for me, it was when I joined the Army. I got to boot camp. We were sitting in the room getting yelled at by our drill and sergeant. I thought to myself, I don't belong here. And then I threw up. Well, thank you for your service. And we could laugh about it because even on the text message, he did say LOL.
We are. First, we felt bad when we read it, but then it said LOL. So yeah. We're totally good. But that would be me. That if I ended up in jail and I was in one of those cells, I would just look around and instantly I'd puke. Yep. Can't hold it down.
Here's another one from the 760. It says, I went on a date. I assumed that we were meeting at a bar, which would have been like a regular bar. I was wrong. It was some fancy wine bar. I showed up in my cowboy boots and my jeans and my hat. I ordered a beer. The bartender was offended because I wouldn't take the glass to pour my beer into. At one point in time, I looked around. Everybody was sipping wine, eating little pieces of cheese. And I thought, I don't belong here.
Common mix up.
Aw. All right. Do you have one of these moments where you're like, ooh, I should not be here? You could call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. I guess you could say I had my own pretty woman moment. Not trying to be vain, but the awkward moment where she's shopping and she doesn't feel like she belongs there, but the workers feel like she doesn't belong there. Totally the opposite for me. When I flew to Portland the other day, I got upgraded to first class. I'm not a first class flyer.
I could tell.
Yeah, it was it was very comfortable, but for me internally was not. They came around, they asked you what you want to drink, and I was told, you know, you can drink anything. You could get a glass of champagne. So when she came to take my order, I panicked. And she was like, can I get you something to drink, Kelly? And I said, water. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, even my voice cracked. And I was like, What are you doing?
I mean, it was a new experience for you, and you kind of want to act like, you know, you've been there before. You want to blend in with everybody else.
Hadn't.
But also in the back of your mind, you're like, okay, so that's where the panic sets in. I get it.
100%. Christy, have you had one of those moments where you're like, I just don't belong here?
Oh, my gosh. We were with a horse trainer from another country, like this bougie horse trainer, right? So at the end of this clinic, we all go to dinner. Well, I sat down. I've never seen so much silverware in my life. I'm like, I have no idea what every single piece of this silverware. I'm kind of looking around like, oh, what the Sam Hill is going on? I mean, there was like silverware on top of like the top of your plate, the side thing. And I was like, dude, I just need one fork. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here. What am I supposed to do with this? I felt 100% out of place.
Have you been there before? Some of our charity dinners that we do comes with like all the silverware. And I'm like,
I was going to say, do you know which one you're supposed to use for what?
Nope. I either look around to see what everybody else does, or I'm like, we'll go with that one. Spin the wheel of forks.
Meanie, yeah. Miney, Mo. This text message coming in from the 951 saying, I saw a Louis Vuitton store, and I just wanted to go in and look. And the second I walked in there with my cutoff jeans and T-shirt, I knew I didn't belong. Everybody was fancy dressed up in heels to the nines. I ended up buying a purse because I felt so bad that I was in the store. Cha-ching.
Yeah, no. I would have walked in and be like, that's a fake, ma'am. I'd be like, I know. I got it off DH Gate. I don't shop in here. I'm just looking.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.